In her apartment the next day, I told Mameha what I'd learned. The moment she heard about the boyfriend, she began shaking her head in disgust. I understood it already, but she explained to me that Hatsumomo had found a very clever way of putting into Dr. Crab's mind the idea that my cave had already been explored by someone else's eel, so to speak. Mameha was even more upset to learn about Pumpkin's upcoming adoption. "My guess," she said, "is that we have a few months before the adoption occurs, which means that the time has come for your Mizwage, Sayuri, whether you're ready for it or not." Mameha went to a confectioner's shop that same week and ordered on my behalf a kind of sweet rice cake we call ekubo, which is the Japanese word for dimple. We call them ekubo because they have a dimple in the top with a tiny red circle in the center. Some people think they look very suggestive. I've always thought they looked like tiny pillows, softly dented, as if a woman has slept on them, and smudged red in the center from her lipstick, since she was perhaps too tired to take it off before she went to bed. In any case, when an apprentice geisha becomes available for Mizwage, she presents boxes of these ekubo to the men who patronize her. Most apprentices give them out to at least a dozen men, perhaps many more. But for me, there would only be Nobu and the doctor, if we were lucky. I felt sad in a way that I wouldn't give them to the chairman, but on the other hand, the whole thing seemed so distasteful, I wasn't entirely sorry he would be left out of it. Presenting ekubo to Nobu was easy. The mistress of the Ichiriki arranged for him to come a bit early one evening, and Mameha and I met him in a small room overlooking the entrance courtyard. I thanked him for all his thoughtfulness, for he'd been extremely kind to me over the past 6 months, not only summoning me frequently to entertain at parties, even when the chairman was absent, but giving me a variety of gifts, besides the ornamental comb, on the night Hatsumomo came. After thanking him, I picked up the box of ekubo, wrapped in unbleached paper and tied with coarse twine, then bowed to him and slid it across the table. He accepted it, and Mameha and I thanked him several more times for all his kindness, bowing again and again until I began to feel almost dizzy. The little ceremony was brief, and Nobu carried his box out of the room in his one hand. Later, when I entertained at his party, he didn't refer to it. Actually, I think the encounter made him a bit uncomfortable. Dr. Crab, of course, was another matter. Mameha had to begin by going around to the principal tea houses in Gion and asking the mistresses to notify her if the doctor should show up. We waited a few nights until word came that he'd turned up at a tea house named Yashino as the guest of another man. I rushed to Mameha's apartment to change my clothing and then set out for the Yashino with the box of ekubo wrapped in a square of silk.